Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Today, I want to remind you of a truth that transcends our earthly struggles. God can solve all your problems in the depths of despair when it seems like there is no way out. Remember that we serve a God who specializes in the impossible. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who holds the universe in his hands. There is no challenge too great, no obstacle too insurmountable for him to overcome. My beloved friends, I want you to open your hearts and minds to these words and my prayer. God bless you and your family. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 27, the Lord declares, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me?" Let those words sink deep into your soul. Is anything too hard for our God? The answer is a resounding no. He is the God of miracles, the God of breakthroughs, the God of redemption. But it's not enough to simply believe in his power. We must also have faith and trust in his timing and his plan. It's easy to become impatient, to demand immediate solutions to our problems. But God's ways are not our ways, and his timing is perfect. As it says in Isaiah 40:31, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." My friends, I urge you to surrender your worries, your fears, your doubts to the feet of our Savior. Trust that he sees your struggles, that he hears your prayers, and that he is working all things together for your good. As it says in Romans 8:28, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." No matter what you're facing today, whether it's financial hardship, relationship problems, health issues, or anything else, know that God is with you. He is the light in the darkness, the rock on which we stand, the source of our strength. We must remember that God's ability to solve our problems is not limited by the scope of our understanding or the boundaries of our circumstances. His power transcends the limitations of human comprehension, and his love surpasses all understanding. My friends, even in our darkest moments, when it feels like we are alone and abandoned, God is with us. As it says in Psalm 23, "For even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." So let us not lose heart, my friends. Let us hold fast to our faith and trust in the promises of God. for he has promised to never leave us nor forsake us, and his word is faithful and true. Beloved friends, let us carry with us the assurance that God can solve all our problems. Let us face each day with courage and confidence, knowing that we serve a God who is greater than any challenge we may encounter. May his peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. And may we never cease to proclaim the goodness and faithfulness of our God, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. Beloved brothers and sisters, in our journey of faith, let us recognize that God's solutions to our problems often involve a transformation within us. It's not merely about changing our external circumstances, but about allowing God to mold our hearts and minds to align with his perfect will. Romans 12:2 reminds us, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." As we seek God's solutions, let us be open to the refining work of his Spirit, trusting that he is using every circumstance to shape us into vessels of his grace and love. Sometimes the solution lies in surrendering control and embracing a posture of humility. In 1 Peter 5:6-7, we are encouraged, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." In our humility and surrender, we find the strength that comes from relying on his mighty hand. So, let us encourage one another and bear each other's burdens. Galatians 6:2 tells us, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." In our shared journey of faith, we can find strength, comfort, and encouragement, knowing that we are not alone. Dear friends, in our pursuit of God's solutions, let us also remember the importance of gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful force that can shift our perspective and open our eyes to the countless blessings that surround us, even in the midst of challenges.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Apostle Paul reminds us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." As we navigate the storms of life, let gratitude be our anchor. Reflect on the goodness of God, the moments of joy, the relationships that bring love into our lives. In doing so, we cultivate a spirit of thanksgiving that transcends our circumstances. Gratitude not only magnifies the positive aspects of our lives, but also strengthens our faith in the God who provides and sustains. Furthermore, let us be mindful of the role of community in God's plan. Ecclesiastes 4:9-10 says, "Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up." God often works through the hands and hearts of our brothers and sisters, reminding us of the interconnectedness of the body of Christ. Be willing to share your burdens with one another and be open to receiving support. We are not meant to face life's challenges in isolation. Through our connections with others, we experience the love and care that God extends to us through the community of believers. In our pursuit of God's solutions, let us also be agents of his love and compassion in the world. In Matthew 5:16, Jesus says, "Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." By embodying Christ's love in our actions, we become vessels through which God's transformative power can touch the lives of those around us. Now, let us delve deeper into the profound truth that God not only solves our problems, but also uses them to shape us into vessels of his glory. The Apostle James encourages us in James 1:2-4, saying, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Consider the trials in your life as opportunities for God's refining work. In the crucible of adversity, our faith is tested, and as we stand firm, our character is strengthened. Do not view challenges merely as obstacles, but as stepping stones on the journey of becoming more like Christ. God's solutions may not always align with our expectations, but his ways are higher and his plans are perfect. Isaiah 55:8-9 reminds us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Surrender your expectations and trust in his divine wisdom. As we walk the path of faith, let us adopt an attitude of perseverance. Romans 5:3-5 encourages us. "Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Our perseverance in the face of challenges is not in vain. It is a testimony to the transformative power of God. Our hope is not rooted in wishful thinking, but in the unshakable truth that God is faithful and his promises endure forever. My dear brothers and sisters, let us leave this sacred gathering with hearts full of faith, hope, and gratitude. Embrace the challenges as opportunities for growth, knowing that God's solutions are always infused with purpose and divine wisdom. May the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, be with you. May you walk in the assurance that the God who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. May your lives be a testament to the transformative power of God, shining as lights in a world that desperately needs the hope and love found in Christ. Go forth in the peace of God, trusting that he is with you every step of the way. Now, open your hearts to pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with open hearts, seeking your guidance, comfort, and strength. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for the blessings you have bestowed upon us and for the challenges that have helped us grow and learn. We thank you for your presence in our lives and for the hope and peace that only you can provide. Lord, we pray for those who are struggling right now. We pray for those who are facing financial difficulties, health challenges, or broken relationships. We pray for those who are feeling lost, lonely, or afraid. We ask that you would comfort them, guide them, and provide for their needs. We ask that you would heal their wounds, restore their joy, and give them the strength to overcome every obstacle. Lord, we pray for our families, our friends, and our communities. We ask that you would bless them, protect them, and fill them with your love. We ask that you would help us to be a light in their lives and to share your truth and your grace with them. Lord, we pray for our leaders, both in our country and around the world. We ask that you would give them wisdom, compassion, and integrity. We ask that you would guide them in making decisions that are just, fair, and beneficial for all. Lord, we pray for our planet and for the environment. We ask that you would help us to be good stewards of the resources you have given us and to care for the earth and all its inhabitants. Lord, we pray for ourselves. We ask that you would help us to trust in you more fully, to seek your will more earnestly, and to love others more deeply. We ask that you would help us to overcome our fears, our doubts, and our weaknesses, and to become the people you created us to be. Lord, we know that you are a God who hears our prayers and answers them according to your will. We trust in your goodness, your faithfulness, and your power. We thank you for your presence in our lives and for the hope and peace that only you can provide. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that it brings. We thank you for the beauty of your creation, for the love of our families and friends, for the opportunities that we have to learn and grow, and for the gift of life itself. Lord, we ask for your guidance and wisdom as we make decisions today. Help us to discern what is right and good, and to act in accordance with your will. Give us the courage to take risks, the patience to wait for your timing, and the faith to trust in your plan for our lives. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today. We pray for those who are sick, lonely, or grieving. We ask that you would comfort them, heal them, and give them peace. We pray for those who are struggling financially, that you would provide for their needs and give them hope. We pray for those who are facing injustice or oppression, that you would give them strength and courage to stand up for what is right. Lord, we pray for our world, which is filled with so much pain, division, and strife. We ask that you would bring healing to our communities, our nations, and our world. We pray for an end to violence, hatred, and discrimination, and for a world where all people are treated with dignity and respect. Lord, we pray for our leaders, that they would seek your guidance and wisdom as they make decisions that affect the lives of so many. We ask that you would grant them the courage to do what is right, the compassion to care for the vulnerable, and the humility to listen to the voices of those who are often unheard. Lord, we pray for ourselves, that we would be your hands and feet in the world. Help us to love others as you have loved us, to serve others as you have served us, and to be a light in the darkness. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.